You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catruppi. Well, we all know what sort of night we've had. It's been wet, it's still overcast at the moment. So let's check in with the SES and find out what's been happening for them. Have they been busy or not as a result? And of course, we've got this minor flood warning current in Scone. So Martin Gray, who is the Community Liaison Officer for the Singleton unit of the SES, covering the whole Upper Hunter, is joining me this morning. Martin, g'day, mate.
Good morning.
So, first of all, let's talk about this minor flood warning. Is this going to cause much drama in Scone? It doesn't sound too serious.
Well, at the moment, the flood is predicted to peak at 3.5 metres, which is a minor to moderate flood warning for Scone at Kingdom Ponds. That can lead to some roads being cut off. And of the jobs that we had last night, a lot of them were intelligence jobs telling us that a road had been affected.
Okay, so, and the main road there would be Saito Road and also getting between Merriwall and Scone.
Well, that's the one which usually gets cut off. We've also had some intel coming from Moon and Flat and Edgerton Road.
Okay, so are they closed or just heavily waterlogged?
Just affected at the moment. In terms of closures, we say always check out sites like live traffic and the disaster dashboard, because council and the roads and traffic authority, or RMS as they are now, are always patrolling these things when they know that there's a possible flood event. Yep. They're just not sitting around doing nothing. They're out actively looking.
And if it's flooded, forget it, right?
Flooded, forget it. We haven't had any flood rescue jobs. We'd like to keep it that way, please.
Absolutely. You're still probably getting over all the hours that you did during the flood event last month, I'd imagine.
Oh, and the one in March. I'm hoping for no floods at the moment, so fingers crossed for that.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so as I said, a lot of rain overnight, and it doesn't matter what part of the Upper Hunter you're in, you certainly heard it. And if you're like me, you heard the winds going along as well. What sort of activity has that brought for you guys overnight across the Upper Hunter?
Well, fortunately, we didn't have many jobs over the last 24 hours. The majority of them were leaking roofs, requests for sandbags, and the flood intelligence reports. We can also expect in these conditions trees to come down very easily because the ground is so waterlogged, and the waterlogged ground means that there'll be a lot of runoff as well. So that's why you'll see water across roads.
Martin, thanks for everything you do on behalf of the community and to all your colleagues in the SES. And I mean this in the most sincerest of ways. I hope I don't have to speak to you again today.
Feelings mutual. Cheers, mate.
Thanks. That's Martin Gray from the Singleton SES unit right here on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.